Today, I would like to speak about perhaps the best-known single passage in all the Bible, Psalm 23. You say, well, what new thing could you say about that? It's not particularly new that I'm thinking of, but it's a perception of meaning that I'm thinking of. When we think of a shepherd, most of us have never seen a shepherd, literally. Thank the Lord, I have been to Israel and have seen those shepherds, and it's quite a remarkable sight. They will lead their flock in ways that we just don't imagine. They have done so all their life, and the flock knows them extremely well. I remember one time when we were in the northern part of Israel, the guide said, I want you to meet a friend over here. So I went over there and shook hands with the man. Turned out he was a shepherd. And we chatted for a little while. And he said, it's time for me to lead the flock to the pasture. He said, you watch. And he went over to where the pathway was. He had a staff in hand. And he banged it on the ground. And immediately, an old ram came right up to him. I mean, they were looking eyeball to eyeball. That was a huge animal. And there he was, the leader of the flock. And behind him, all the others came. And there was a pile of them, 50, 60 sheep altogether. And the shepherd turned his back on them all and marched out toward the field, that big ram right behind him. And all the rest of the sheep right behind that. And they all marched off practically in lockstep. I was standing there, you know, with my jaw hanging out, watching them do that. And he wasn't the least bit concerned about whether they were following him or not. He knew they were following him. Now, I have put on the usher's desk in the lobby three different books with photographs of the shepherd leading his flock. I've opened them to that page. And if you will take a moment as you pass by and look at that, you will discover something. In each one of the three, the shepherd is often walking. He is not looking back. And in each case, the sheep are following. Now, friends, that is a picture of the relationship that should exist between every true believer and the Lord. We are followers. He leads, and we follow. We don't give him directions. We don't tell him how to do things. He knows exactly what he is doing, and he is leading us on the right path in the right direction for his eternal purpose. Now, theoretically, we all know this. This is not news to anybody. But practically, believers oftentimes have serious concerns. Is this the right way? Should I be doing this? Should I be doing something else? Well, the Lord knows. There's absolutely no doubt in his mind. And that's what we must seek, his guidance. And he does it through the scriptures. He doesn't do it by some hallucinations that he gives us. But he leads us through his word. Now, in keeping with this, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Here's David's claim. He's making that. God is his shepherd. He's not engineering things himself. He's not going in his own direction. He's following the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." A very familiar statement of faith on the part of a true believer. David was not just a popular king who was writing what people would appreciate. He walked with God. God was his shepherd. He lived his life in the presence of God. God was watching, and he understood. For all of us, we need that close personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. He needs to be our shepherd. It's not just that we come to church because it's the fashionable thing to do. We don't gather together just because there are good friends there. We come to church because that's where the Lord meets with us. It's his church. He's the one who owns this. We don't. We're here just as his sheep. And we're here that he might feed us with his word. Thank the Lord that Trinity is a Bible-preaching church. We don't go off the deep end on popular movements and modern philosophies. There are many churches at this very hour that are getting a discussion of social practices and governmental ideas and so on. But we are a word-centered church. Psalm 23 is a good example of our church. And God willing, it always will be. Now, when he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," he is speaking universally. He's not going to lack anything. The shepherd provides every last thing that the sheep need. He brings them to pasture. He brings them to water. He brings them to the fold at night. He guards them day and night. He's with them. Remember, God is omnipresent. You are never outside of his concern. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, God is there. The Lord is watching. The Lord is carefully taking care of you. Now that gives you serenity. We live in a time when everything is in chaos, in politics, in the world, even in human society, it's chaotic. But for the believer in Christ, there is an internal peace that comes straight from the shepherd. If he is present, then there is no real worry. Circumstances may look grim. He is not intimidated by any circumstance. And we must recognize this, that we are walking with the Lord of the universe. We're walking with the Savior who is fully able to deal with every circumstance that arises. There is nothing that is a puzzle or a difficulty for him. My friends, if we have that in our hearts, we're not going to be walking along timorously, jumping at this and that and the other. There's a serenity that imparts to the Christian's life, a peace that comes from the Prince of Peace, our Lord and Savior. There's nothing that should cause us to fear. Circumstances are fully in his control. Our whole life is in his hands. Fear should have no place in the believer's heart. Now, he goes on to say, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." That's the need of the sheep. They need good forage. They need to be fed. And he causes them to fill their stomachs with food. And they can lie down in those green pastures where they're surrounded with food because the shepherd wants it that way. He wants well and strong sheep, spiritually speaking. "He leads me beside the still waters." Yes, we all get thirsty. Thirsty for something beyond what this world has. And he provides that. It's in his word. We're refreshed by the streams of living water that are found in the Holy Scriptures that give us that strength we need day by day. He restores my soul. As we get worn out. We get worn down. The world is constantly rubbing on us. Doesn't make any difference. We have a shepherd who can restore us within so that nothing bothers us. Nothing can harm us. And he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Oftentimes, the believer must make choices. There are forks in the road everywhere. But if we are following the shepherd, he always takes the right pathway. He always leads us in a good direction. We must not take our eyes off of him and look at our own plans or look at the map that the world would spread out before us. We look to the shepherd and we follow his leading. That is everything. If you take your eyes off of the shepherd, you're on your own. And you have undoubtedly learned by experience that that is not a good pathway. He goes on to say in verse 4, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So even though circumstances may be hard, even though it looks to the believer that it's a deadly place, if God is leading you there, it's perfectly safe because he is there before you. He is leading you right on the pathway that leads to his presence in glory. The rod and the staff were two different instruments. The rod was a short club that the shepherd would use to drive off wolves or any other predators that came. The staff was a long pole that he had in his hand. Sizable thing. It wasn't just a little broomstick. And he led the flock with that staff in his hand, hitting ahead to be sure that there were no pitfalls for the sheep in front of him. Now, always, friends, the Lord goes before you on any path he calls upon you to walk. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are never going to walk alone. You walk behind him, not running ahead, not going off from side to side, following him. The safest place in this world is right behind the Good Shepherd. He's taking us down the right pathway. We follow his steps. There is no place for fear or worry in the heart of the believer. The shepherd is in full control. When he says in verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Yes, it was grass and forage for the sheep. The shepherd led them to fields where they could eat to their heart's content and find all that they needed, strength and such, and always where there was a stream nearby, water as well. Now to transfer that, he is going to take care of you the same way. You don't have to worry about whether you're going to starve to death in this life. He will provide for you. You don't have to worry about whether there will be refreshing springs along the way. He will provide that for you. He is the good shepherd. He knows your needs. He is not going to turn his back on you. He's going to lead you in the right direction with his blessing. My cup runneth over. The Lord does not fill our cup just with a bare minimum. He pours it full until it spills over. Now we stop and think all that he has brought into our lives, the blessings, the benefit, the provision of health, financial, everything else he has provided so far. Don't think that he's going to suddenly run off and forget you. If you are his sheep, he is your shepherd. He will take care of you. You can walk with serenity and peace, knowing that your good shepherd knows the entire path and is going to take care of you all the way to the very last step. The verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. David was certain of that. He was not worried about his life. He knew that the Lord would take care of him. He had experienced God's mercy and goodness. He knew that God would not suddenly withdraw them. But what is so comforting is the last phrase, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The final sheepfold is not just in this life. That's just the last camping ground. The real fold is in his presence in glory. He is preparing a place for his people there, a place of unimaginable splendor, the fellowship of the saints of all ages, the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, the presence of God himself, all there, where the last stopping place is for the sheep. They will go no further. Now, friends, we must recognize the power of this doctrine. This is in Scripture because we get afraid. We look at circumstances and, you know, we're ready to throw up our hands. What can I do with this? Well, you may be able to do nothing with it. The shepherd can do everything with it. He leads not down an accidental path, but according to his divine wishes. And he will lead all the way without a mistake. Now, this is not a theme that is found in just this one psalm. I want to call some others to your attention. They too are very powerful testimonies. In Psalm 77 and verse 20, the psalmist says, God leads his people like a flock. Well, he does. We are the sheep. He is the shepherd. And he's leading us down a definite pathway. And we're following along like the flock. Well, that reminds us, don't lag behind. Don't get off the path. Stay right there behind the shepherd and keep going. He's leading you in the right direction, the right pathway, and you will come out at the right place. Psalm 78, verse 52. The psalmist says, God guided his people in the wilderness like a flock. Harking back to Israel and the wilderness wanderings, where there were enemies on every hand, difficulties and trials that beset them. But God led them. The cloudy pillar was before them like a shepherd with his staff. And they followed, and they found that it led all the way to the promised land. Friends, there is symbolism there. We too follow that cloudy pillar, and it too will lead us to the promised land. Psalm 80, verse 1. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock. Yes, the psalmist here addresses the great shepherd, praying to him, seeking his help and guidance and wisdom. Well, that's exactly what we need too. We need the great shepherd to provide us with guidance and wisdom and help. In Psalm 100 and verse 3, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Once again, the theme is underscored heavily. There should be no worry, should be no concern about our lives. God is leading us. He is the shepherd. We are the sheep, and he is not going to abandon us. No shepherd would abandon his flock. God, the chief shepherd, is not going to abandon his flock. He will never desert you. You will never be left alone. Remember that, friends. You can never be left alone. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11, the prophet says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Oh, yes, he takes care of his sheep. There are lambs that are too weak to walk the way the sheep do. Well, he'll carry them. There are others, like the ewes, that have to go very gently, and he'll lead that way. Always, his leading is in keeping with the sheep that he is carrying. Isn't it marvelous that we have a shepherd that knows the need of every last sheep and can lead us in accordance with those needs and can supply every need that we have? There are no exceptions. In the New Testament, the Lord Jesus is obviously the shepherd. In John chapter 10, and verse 11. The Lord Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now here's a claim that the Lord Jesus Christ makes. He is not a shepherd that is weak or evil or has a single flaw. He is a perfect shepherd. He knows every last sheep. He knows precisely what their needs are. He knows exactly the path that they need to walk. He's with them every step of the way. He is the good shepherd, the perfect shepherd. That means that no matter where you are, no matter what difficulties you may confront, always the shepherd is with you. And every time you may stop and say, Lord, here's a problem I don't know what to do with. Lord, help me. He's right there to do just that. He can answer that kind of prayer. He can give you guidance. He can show you the right pathway. He does it through his word. And that's why we need to keep searching the scriptures, filling our hearts and minds with this blessed book, that he may lead us by the statements in this precious word. Now, friends, this is not something that is done for a little while. This is a lifetime task. This is the first important thing that rests upon every one of us. Where is the shepherd? What path is the shepherd leading on? That's my path. That's where I need to go. It's not where I can make the most money. It's not where I can have the most fun. It's not where I find it most congenial. It's his path. He chooses the path, and we walk it. Always, he is right in front of us, leading us down that pathway. It's a pathway that leads home. It's a pathway that leads to the flock gathered, the saints of all ages, who can all testify they followed the shepherd, and it led home. Friends, who are you following now? Are you looking at circumstances? Are you looking at human leaders? Or are you looking to the Lord and his word? He knows the pathway. No one else does. He is able to give you the strength for that pathway. No one else can. He has prepared the path and prepared the home, and it's all ready and waiting for you. Just follow the shepherd. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Have you followed the shepherd? Are you looking in other directions? This is a time for dedication, to put your life into his hands and follow him, not just for a little bit, but for the rest of your days, never looking back, always looking forward to the shepherd. O Lord, forgive us that we sometimes forget that you are the good shepherd. By thy grace, lead thy people. Show us the right pathway. Help us to follow thee earnestly devotedly, never straying from that pathway. Give us grace, steadfastness, courage to keep walking that pathway all the way home. And we thank thee, Lord, that thou art the one that supplies us with every grace, all the strength, everything we need, because you are the good shepherd. Thank you, Lord. Help us to follow thee. In Jesus' name, amen.